Hey all, my name's Kevin.
Hi y'all, I'm Kristen.
Welcome to Making Waves, an AAPI's for Civic Empowerment Education Fund volunteer podcast.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening to Making Waves. We have done 5 episodes together, and I have a special announcement for here. We have another special guest joining us. We have Kristen and Kevin, our hosts here. Y'all know my name is Roz. I work at AAPI Force, and I would like Ray to introduce himself.
Woo!
Hi, everyone. I'm Ray. I'm one of the producers for the show and helping editing the episodes, as I'm also featured on the youth episode as well. So it's good to finally take a moment to reflect. And here we are. We made it.
We made it.
Yay.
I would love to hear how folks are feeling after recording our final episode together.
Man, I'm just grateful to have gotten to do so much learning in this process. Mm-hmm. We kind of came into this and I was like, okay, we're going to be able to tell some amazing stories to really, you know, share out, you know, what's been happening within California. And I was like, yeah, I know what's been happening in California, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think this process has been like enlightening for me in the sense of I have no clue what's happening in California. And there are some amazing mm-hmm. organizers that have been doing such critical work that I got a chance to really just learn from throughout this. I think it's helped to expand my own thoughts around, you know, what does it mean to think about Asian American Pacific Islander, and mm-hmm. to think about that acronym for myself, but also really get a sense of inspiration of, can this be a useful political identity? Mm-hmm. And that's been, I think, really, really inspiring for me to say, okay, yeah, there are people that want to come together and be featured on this podcast that's all about AAPI organizing. And we want to be featured underneath that umbrella and share out our amazing stories. And I think that's really inspiring, because at times it's sort of like, oh, wow, I don't know if it's really that useful mm-hmm. to be all in one acronym.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like it's been an incredible journey together. Like, I think for me, I had a lot of questions about the AAPI umbrella, as well as like current issues impacting the folks who fall under the umbrella. And I feel like a lot of those questions I was able to discuss in a way with amazing guests that I would have never been able to engage with otherwise, it feels like. And it feels like it's been a really good like community building experience too. Like, I feel more in community with these organizers. I feel more in community with mm-hmm. their orgs, and also with everyone who we like made this podcast with all 4 of us here today. And I think I'm just sitting in that, and this feeling of like we made something together, but it was really the friendship we made along the way.
Stop, rewind, pause.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I had to.
Oh, man. The friends we made along the way. That's the biggest takeaway. Oh, man. I feel grateful that we all stuck together and committed to finishing out this show and podcast. I know that it's been quite the journey. But definitely the friends we made along the way, but also like the conversations that we had. Mm-hmm. I did like how we did focus in on various lesser known topics within the AAPI community. Mm-hmm. And I think that was something that we were very intentional with in the beginning. So I think that, Roz, you definitely set the tone for that. So mm-hmm. thank you for that. It's been a learning experience for me too, just listening in and putting together each episode and crafting the show. I've noticed that Kevin, Kristen, like you guys as hosts and talking with guests, like there's been growth since the very first recording that we've done. And then to like now you guys are like much more comfortable talking with people and stuff like that, and mic skills and all that stuff. So obviously that's something that I hope.
This is so sweet.
You know, in your future projects with public speaking and conversations and interviews, that's something that you guys are like, okay, I've done this before. Like I have experience in, and you're more comfortable. So it's been fun seeing that kind of come to development.
I do remember our first episode we were recording. I could not speak into this mic.
You were so nervous. I could. Yeah, how do I talk?
I was falling apart.
I was like, Kristen, you just talk like you normally are. The difference is that you're being recorded.
I don't know. I was like, I don't remember. please.
I don't help. Words.
Also, you what recorded in New York and then in the Bay. So you
were yes.
all over.
Bopping around.
I've had so much fun. I've obviously had so much fun spending time with you all as volunteers. I think, yeah, what you said was right, Ray. We were super intentional about what stories we wanted to uplift. And my orientation around it is, if we don't tell our own stories, then nobody will, right? I think that there is a reason why specific communities, specific organizations, and people were uplifted in this podcast. And it's because I believe in the power of those organizers. I believe in the power of our larger AAPI community. I also believe in the power of us as like people in California and the state that we live in and the power that it holds. But it only holds that much power because of the people within it and the stories that we get to tell within what's happening here. So I'm really grounded in, we created this together as an idea that Ray brought up. And then, you know, we brainstormed together, flesh it out, and, you know, spent time on Zoom, spent time on Google Docs, like talking through every single detail together, and created something like this that uplifts people that we already work with, who we already like, they're very beloved organizers that we have connections with, and introduced new folks to our own consciousness, as well as like got to uplift the stories of newer folks to everybody who's listening. And so to me, that's the beautiful part. That's the part that I'm sitting in and reflecting in, and that I'm really proud of us for.
Oh,
I feel this emotional. Is so lovely. Good. That's what happens
with friends we made along the way.
I'm gonna hate that. So
my bad.
Anyways, as we kick off, or you know, as we send our love with Making Waves and our final episode that we recorded, we also wanted to take this time really to thank all of the people who are involved, and thank our guests, thank our volunteers. So I wanted to kick us off. We wanted to give special thanks to Aubrey, who is one of our podcast guests, Zenny from the from National Nurses United, and Justin from Hi-Fi Kitchen.
Also, thank you to Lee at Resilient Strategies.
Gotta send love to Robin and Samantha. Robin from CPA, Youth Mojo, Samantha from Asian Pacific Environmental Network. Thank you, too, for joining us on the episode on Youth AAPI Power.
Reflecting back, also sending thanks to Deep from the Chikara Movement and Tammy from Hmong Innovating Politics from the Central Valley episode.
And of course, last but not least, from our Pacific Islander episode, Tonga from Anamatangi Polynesian Voices. Thank you so much for spending time with us.
Also wanted to give a very special shout out to AAPI Force in general, AAPI for Civic Empowerment Education Fund. Thank you so much for supporting this project as we and our volunteer base developed it together. And the biggest, highest shout outs to our volunteers, who without this could not have been done at all. So I wanted to give special shout outs to Emmeline, to Cynthia, to Issa, to Suji, for all of the various ways you've supported through recording or researching or putting together the script. And of course, so much love in my heart for our three people in our podcast team, our host, our producer, Kristen and Kevin. I've also seen the way that y'all have blossomed in your time as hosts and just in general as members of AAPI Force. So thank you so much for seeing this project through. And Ray, you are so talented, so special. I really am so grateful for the opportunity to work with the three of you and literally all of the volunteers who helped support and throw down for this project.
We're grateful for you, Roz. I think like the thank you we shouldn't forget about is the thank you to Roz for being there as a co-host, for being there as our thought partner and the leader of this effort. So
fearless leader,
Roz.
All right, folks, that is stop. All right, folks, that is Making Waves. Thank you for listening.
Yay!
Yay.